where you got to feel like, you know, you're as good as anybody doing it in the game. Do you feel that way?
Oh, most definitely. I always felt that way. That's why it hurt so much when whatever was happening, because I just knew what I'm capable of doing. And I knew my heart and where it stands and where I wanted to be. And nothing hurts more than, like, being held back from what you set out to do. Mm-hmm. You know, you only have a short amount of time to do this, to capitalize on all this. You know, and it's such a blessing to play in the league. To do whatever you love to do is a blessing. You know what I mean? And it's crazy because, unlike other occupations, there's a time limit to this. There's only a certain amount of time you have to make it all and to really become everything you really want to be. And when it's not up to you, that, you know, you can't control that part, it hurts. But it's business. So you keep that in mind, and then, you know, you just keep chugging along.
Now, has that made it sweeter? Has it made it more, you know, because you had to wait a while and go through all the different changes that when you're out there in the middle of it and doing your thing, does it make it sweeter?
Bittersweet.
Bittersweet, huh?
Bittersweet. Bittersweet. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You make lemonade out of lemons. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But that's okay, though. Like, I'm just happy to be playing right now. So.
Okay. Now your brother, you know, they look like you guys could be.
I know.
Be seeing each other somewhere.
I know. We already talk about it. We talk about it all the time. But they can't hang with us, man. That's all I'm gonna say.
What you said? What you can't handle
it?
Huh?
I don't think they can handle this. I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna be real.
I hear you.
I don't think they can. That's just me. That's just how I feel, and that's just what it is. You feel me? But I mean, yeah. If we, that'd be a good one. I would like that. I really would.
You really would.
I really
like
would.
That, huh?
Yes, I would. I would.
Now, would you like that more because you could get bragging rights? Is that what you want to do eventually?
I would like that more. Because it's, I don't know if that's going to happen too often. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There's not many times that, you know, two brothers are playing in the league at the same time against each other. It happened last week with Chris Long and his brother.
Yeah.
But they've only played, they've been in the league for, I mean, Chris Long been in how long? 10, 11?
Yeah. Oh,
and I think he's on, yeah. And I think his brother's been in since, I think he's 6 years in with, I think he's my class.
Uh-huh.
Am I
yeah,
six, 5 years?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they've only played each other twice. I think. I'm pretty sure. When he was at the Rams,
mm-hmm.
he played his brother once, and I think he played his brother one more time last week.
But this could be in the playoffs.
Exactly. For us to be playing in the playoffs is probably even more of a rarity. So I don't know if that's going to happen too often. Why not? You know what I mean? And at least, you know, my family will be happy. They'll be happy. One of us is going to win.
Okay, now see, I got to ask you a tough question now.
Who's gonna go?
Your mom go to the game now. Who's she rooting up? Who's she rooting for?
Me and my mom had a conversation about this, and I think Eric's girlfriend Allie and my mom had a conversation about this. I think she's gonna vote for both of us. I mean, I think. I don't know. I really don't. I know our family's gonna be split. They may root for us both, but deep down they want certain people to win. I just don't know who. I don't know who my dad wants to win. I don't know who my mom or Danielle, my sister, or my other sisters and brothers. And they won't tell us. They won't tell us. But deep down they know. They know. They know which ones. And you know that me and Eric probably. You know we may never know. So.
Okay.
All right, man.
Thanks a lot, man.
Yeah.
Michael, shift up to Seattle. What did you learn last year from playing in that arena there?
It's a one hell of a hostile environment. I know that, but you know, they're a different team than last year. So
what about them is different?
They lost a couple players. They lost a couple. You know, Marshawn's not there. Their defense. Oh, I'm sorry. Who? I think they lost a corner.
Sherman.
Sherman's out. They added a couple players too. Graham was there last year too, but I don't know. They just they're very capable of being a number one contender. But for some reason they've had some off games. But I'm not too sure that them playing at home is usually their strength. But if you look at their record this year, it hasn't shown. That hasn't shown. So I don't know what's going on, but we're going to approach it the same way. You know, we're going to approach the game the same way. We're going to go out there and try our hardest and get after them boys.
When you're taking on a guy like Russell Wilson, what's the game plan?
He's so versatile, man. Dude, pinpoint accuracy, whether he's standing in the pocket or on the move, and he's so agile, so quick, so fast. And he has a real ability to create something out of nothing and extend plays. That's him. That's his game. And makes it hard. Makes it real hard because it's hard to get to him. And coverage on the back end, those guys are running around. You don't know what the routes that, you know, were on paper are now just, you know, it becomes street ball for real. So it's going to be a challenge.
What's the kind of atmosphere you like?
I kind of like it. It's a switch up. It's a totally different game. It's a totally different game. Like, there's some games in the league that are just, you know, similar and a lot alike. You know what I mean? Basic runs, basic routes, you know, the whole regular, you know, the regular flow of a football game. But games like this, you never know what to expect. And that always makes for a good time.